This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Khomeini and respect of women. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the respect of women in the life of Imam Khomeini. As we know that Imam Khomeini, being the leader of the Islamic Revolution and as a jurist and being a man, obviously, we can see there are other leaders in the world who live and who deal with the women. But what we can see in the life of Imam Khomeini that he always respect the women, and the women were equal to the men in his eyes. Where in the revolution, where there were men who were participating in the revolution, in the protests, there he used to convey the message to the women as well. He used to ask the women as well to participate in the same protest and in all aspects of the life. Therefore, even after the Islamic Revolution, we can see that he opened the doors of the universities, of sciences, of technology, and everything. When we look at all the aspects of the life, we can see all the doors were open even for the women. And this shows us that the respect of women in the eyes of Imam Khomeini, that he paid attention to the women. Why? Because Islam pays attention to the women. And because Islam has given respect to the women, it is necessary for someone who calls himself as the jurist and who calls himself as the leader of an Islamic revolution, he must also follow these rulings and he must pay attention towards the respecting the women in the society.
Congratulations to all Muslims across the world on the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Listen to our special programs on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the Imam Khomeini and the respect of women in his life. What we can see in his life is that once Imam Khomeini, when he was in France, there were a group of students who came to visit him in his house. And there he had a speech. But when the students, they entered, obviously there were some female students and the male students. Therefore, the male students, they went ahead and they sit next to Imam in the first room. And the women and the female students were at the back room where they couldn't see the Imam and they could hardly hear Imam. After the speech of Imam, the question-answer session, the Q&A session started, and all the questions which were raised were by the male students who were there. And the ladies, they couldn't ask any question because they were in the other room. When the meeting was ended and everyone was about to go, the ladies, they sent a message for Imam. They said that because of these males, because we were in the other room, we couldn't ask you any question and we couldn't even have a dialogue with you. Can you please spare some time? Therefore, Imam ordered his companions to arrange a sitting in the room where there were the female students so they can directly ask him questions and he can answer. And he spent some time with them and he answered all their questions which they had. Within those women, within those students, there was a female who asked that, I do study, but on the other hand, I'm married, I have kids. So I cannot manage these two things. What should I do? Shall I continue my study or shall I just pay attention towards what I'm doing with my family? Imam Khomeini has said that there is no contradiction between studying and managing the family. You should manage your family in the best way. And on top of that, you must study. You must continue your studies. And this is your duty. Therefore, in the eyes of Imam Khomeini, we can see that a woman or a lady should be able to manage both things, the things which are within house and the activities which she has outside the house. And this is how Imam Khomeini answered that lady. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.